Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, August 16th, 2022. It's Tuesday. Here are three big things you need to know. One, people are waiting to hear if the federal student loan moratorium will get another extension. The pause is scheduled to end on Thursday. Activists pushing for widespread forgiveness for student loans. The White House says the president will make a decision before the end of this month. Two, the Dodge Charger and Challenger will be discontinued when the 2023 models are done being produced. The Charger and Challenger, both built at the Brampton Assembly Plant in Canada, they'll be done in December of 2023. And number three, the Justice Department confirms passports belonging to former President Trump had been returned to him. Trump had claimed the FBI stole his passports during the raid on his Mar-a-Lago residence last week. On Truth Social, the former president called it an assault on a political opponent at a level never before seen in our country. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show this Tuesday across Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us. Happy to be back with you all week as Steve takes a week off before getting back in the saddle again. Back to school time. For many college students returning to campus, we are back in class next Wednesday here at Hillsdale. My kids are back on Tuesday. I see on my Facebook feed there are, you know, friends who have kids who started this week. I have friends who had kids start last week, even the week before, first week of August. So we're back into that swing. Coming up this hour, we'll talk with Dr. Curry Myers, criminologist, university professor, retired sheriff. Richard Stern with the Heritage Foundation on what the so-called Inflation Reduction Act will actually do to you. And Mark W. Smith, a Second Amendment expert, the Inflation Reduction Act also having an impact on the Second Amendment and guns as well. We'll talk about all of that this hour and more. I'm here on the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. And, you know, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act actually does a few things. One is it expands the IRS significantly, 87,000 new agents, more audits coming for virtually everyone, not audits for everyone, but audits coming, you know, across the income spectrum in the coming years. That's how they raise money for all the spending in the bill, including the green energy, the climate change spending in the bill. You'll notice, too, and I've said a few times guest hosting this week so far, and probably will again, I think there's some danger here for Democrats in passing something they call the Inflation Reduction Act that everyone knows is not going to do a darn thing to bring inflation down. And that's one of the reasons you have seen, since the bill passed and it's going to be signed into law today, let's play a game, actually. This is fun. I'll try to do this. You do this, too. We'll check back tomorrow. The president, President Biden, is expected, scheduled to sign the so-called Inflation Reduction Act into law today. See on newscasts that you hear and watch tonight and into tomorrow, how many news stories call this bill the Inflation Reduction Act and how many call it a tax policy climate bill? Because the change in language is pretty important when you consider what expectations will be. If it is the Inflation Reduction Act and there is no reduction to inflation the rest of the year, that puts Democrats in a bind. They've lied to voters. If they call it a tax plan climate bill, well, those things are true. You could also call it the IRS Expansion Act, but I doubt anyone in the media will call it that. But the, you know, the tax change climate bill, something along those lines, because then the expectations are, well, we're spending money to save the planet. And there is money spent there. I don't know if it will save the planet. Unlikely it will make much of a difference at all, except making many of our lives more expensive and more inconvenient. There's a study out yesterday, and this is one of those great studies. Greg Easterbrook, who is an author, writer at Brookings and elsewhere, has this law of predictions that says, if you're going to make an apocalyptic prediction, make it at least 10 years out, because it is close enough that people begin to get worried, but far enough away that everyone will forget you actually made the prediction by the time that time comes. And so this study is actually taking that to the third degree. they're predicting things for 30 years in the future. So it's enough to get us concerned and worried the world is going to end. But 30 years down the road, no one will recall that all these predictions turned out to be totally wrong. An extreme heat belt will soon emerge in the U.S., according to the study. Now, the good news for us here in Michigan is it only affects the three most southwestern counties in the state. The rest of us probably still will live in 2053, thank goodness. Axios story here. New study reveals the emergence of an extreme heat belt from Texas to Illinois, where the heat index could reach 125 degrees at least one day a year by 2053. I thought we just saved the planet with this climate bill. Now we're being told that's not the case. The bigger picture, in just 30 years, the climate change will cause the lower 48 states to be a far hotter and more precarious place to be during the summer. It's a report from the First Street Foundation examining current and future heat risks. The number of Americans exposed to extreme heat is just 8 million, but that will change. Due to the anticipated warming during the next three decades, that number is going to balloon to 107 million people. The extreme heat belt includes St. Louis, Kansas City, Memphis, Tulsa, and Chicago. By 2030, some coastal areas in the southeast and mid-Atlantic may also experience days with a heat index above 125 degrees. Are you freaked out yet? Are you concerned? Are you willing to spend whatever it takes to fix climate change yet? Well, there's more. The study finds in 2053, the West will have the highest chance for long durations with local hot days. The Gulf and Southeast will see the highest chance and longest duration of exposure to dangerous days. The report shows how the characteristics of heat waves may change. Many spots currently see more than 20 straight days with heat indices above 100. By 2053, those streaks could see as many as 74 consecutive days. Not, by the way, not 73 consecutive days, and certainly not 75 consecutive days. Very specifically, 74 consecutive days of heat indices above 100 in 30 years. Unusually hot overnight temperatures during heat waves will continue to get worse. The number of warm temperature records outnumber the cold temperature records by 8-1. It's all coming in 30 years in 2053. This is also why the freak out will never stop. We will never spend enough money. We will never do enough because, all right, we have this climate bill that's going to be signed today by the president. Let's say things don't change. Would anyone take that as an indication that the efforts are in vain? No. They would say, we haven't done enough. And if things do begin to, quote-unquote, get better, would they say, great, we've staved off this terrible emergency? No, they'd say, that's a good start. We've got to quadruple our efforts at this point. There's no real end here. And these sort of scare reports will continue, of course, as well. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
You have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next. And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.